Chapter 2. An Uphill Battle. The next morning, Mom remembered right off that Benji had not finished his reading lesson the evening before. "Today we will have your lesson first thing, then we can forget about it the rest of the day," she said briskly. "First of all, you will do your chores while Ellen and I wash the dishes. Then you can read to me while I mend some socks." Benji knew staying away from the house this morning would not help. Mom would send Ellen out after him if he did not come in when she expected him. Even so, he did not hurry with his chores. He fed the pullets slowly and looked everywhere for eggs, but he could not find any. Mom was ready for Benji when he came into the house. "Ellen will play with Toby out in the sandbox, and then you can concentrate better," she said. Benji got his reading book and sat down. He paged through the book to find the right place. He stopped and looked at the pictures. Even though he had seen them often before, he still took time to study them carefully now. "Hurry, Benji, get started," Mom said. "Start at the beginning of the story." Benji started to read, but his mind was not on the lesson. He wondered what Dad and Ray were doing. He heard Shep give an excited yelp. Quickly he got up to look out the window. "Benji, read," Mom said, sounding just a little impatient. Benji started to read again. He was still wondering what Shep had found. A rat, maybe? Or even a little weasel? "Try to read a little faster," Mom urged. "Think about what you are reading. I can tell that you are not thinking about the story." "Don't you think the pullets might have laid some eggs by now?" Benji asked when he stopped reading to turn the next page. "Read two more pages, then you may go look," Mom promised. Benji sighed and started to read. The next two pages were full of words. He wished one of them had a big picture. Just then Toby, who was out in the sandbox, gave out an angry scream. Mom quickly put down her work and hurried outside. "What's wrong?" she asked Ellen.
"He wants to dump sand on his head, and I'm holding his hand so he can't," Ellen explained.